He just touched down. Where are you now, Berkey? Good morning.
Mate, downtown Newport at the moment. My friend is about to line up for a
beautiful
coffee. But there's no statue of me down here. I'm sure. Have you been paying homage to Slats' statues there in Wagga Wagga?
Well, you could call it that. There were people relieving themselves on it when we last saw it. But,
at least it's got a purpose, Terry.
And exactly. Tubby Taylor's big sign had been vandalised, so we've we didn't do it though. But no, it's good, mate. It's good. We love our trips to the country, and
absolutely,
we're certainly going to enjoy the races this afternoon. Yeah,
fantastic.
Now, mate, last week we were talking about honesty sessions, and the Waratahs this week, I don't know what they're doing, have been walking around with golf balls.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about this, Berkey? What's the theory behind this? Apparently, Chek did it.
Maybe it's the grower pair. I don't know, boys. they're nine and three this year at the moment. Nine games, three wins. They can actually, if they beat the Blues on the weekend with a bonus point, they can actually catch up to the Brumbies on 18 points and sit at the top of the table. Obviously, the Brumbies have still got a game to go. But they're not far off from being at the top of the Australian Conference, which is quite ironic after the season they've had. You'd say it's been well underperforming so far. This week there's certainly as you talk about the dedication, the effort that's all there. They're just not getting results. And the game against the Blues on the weekend, history says that it's going to be a tough game. Waratahs haven't won too many against these guys. They lost their last three at home, which makes it even more difficult. But I reckon there could be something in this game of the weekend for the Waratahs. Obviously, no Aussie team has won against the Kiwis this year, which is an amazing stat. The Blues are at the bottom of the Super Rugby Conference over in New Zealand. So there may be a hint that they may be able to sneak over these blokes. They had a tough game against the Brumbies last weekend down in Canberra. So I'm holding out some hope for the Waratahs on the weekend, boys.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. And Bernard Foley holding his nerve to convert that penalty. And it was on the back of a 16-5 penalty count. And they only scored two tries compared to the Reds' four tries. So, geez, lucky they won that game.
Yeah, exactly right. And look, that's the way you sneak games sometimes, purely on penalties. That was half my points when I played the game to TK. You're just trying to knock them over
for
the team. But when you look at it, four tries to two, the Reds played, I thought, incredibly well that game. They shot themselves in the foot by giving away too many sort of unforced errors. And they've done that, remember that first game of the year, Samu Kerevi gave away one against the Crusaders and they lost the game. So, the Reds are pushing hard, but just not there at the moment. But, yeah, you're right. You've got to be able to win those games. And Foley stood up to the plate and he knocked it over, which was a good one for the Waratahs boys. Good confidence builder for, obviously, Foley as well. He spent some time on the sideline. I think he's still finding his feet as well, trying to in a team that's scratching around. He still is trying to get up to speed as well.
Berkey, going to be tough for all the other Aussie franchises as well. The Rebels $5.50, Lions $1.15.
Yeah, I'd stick with the Lions. They've got eight wins from nine games this year, and the Rebels. They got pounded last week by the Kings, and they've had two good games of Kings now, and two good wins over Australian teams. So, I'd put the backing on the line for those boys for that one, boys.
All right, and mate, you mentioned we talked a fair bit about the Reds with that game with the Waratahs last week, but they're $9 up against the Chiefs, $1.07. We just expect the Chiefs to keep on their winning way.
Well, that's exactly right, and. Look, forever, as you spoke about, boys, forever the trying incredibly hard, with their roster that they've got there. And they did. They scored some good tries last week, and perhaps they should have got away with it. But the Chiefs, Chiefs are flying at home. It's going to make it incredibly difficult to get over there and try and win. So I'd say the Reds will be on the losing end again this week, unfortunately.
Berkey, Rob Clark has now left the Australian Rugby Union. He was the chief operating officer. He'd been a CEO at big clubs as well, or big provinces as well. Is that a blow for the ARU? And what does that mean regarding this delayed announcement of who goes, is it the Melbourne Rebels or the Western Force?
Yeah, that's exactly right, boys. And I saw that last night, and massive loss for the Australian Rugby Union. I believe he's been headhunted to go over to Sailing Australia, which is obviously working better than the Australian Rugby Union. They're absolutely keeping afloat. I just don't know if it's a sinking ship, so to speak. He's just jumped off board. He's seen an opportunity to go elsewhere because of maybe what's right. forecast for Australian rugby in the future. I hope it's not as grim as sort of what we pick it out to be at the moment. With these three test matches coming up, hopefully they can get a full house at the Sydney Football Stadium, Brisbane and then in Melbourne, afternoon games. They're trying to hit the families, but yeah, massive loss. Good administrator was Rob Clark, and he'll be a massive loss. I don't know where that leaves Paulver now as well. He was, I'm sure, taking a bit of heat over all the decision-making, or lack of, you could say, in the last couple of months. But to the point where what team is going, boys, I don't even know what the story is there. Try and keep your ear to the ground, and there's just nothing coming out of the Australian Rugby Union. We saw, I think it was Andrew Cox last week, say, boys, rip the Band-Aid off. Just tell us who's going so we can sort of get on with our lives. So it's, this process is continuing, and this just throws another little drama into the works of what is day-to-day of running of the Australian Rugby Union, which is sad.
Any chance for the Force, mate? 5.25 Sharks, $1.16?
No, I don't think so, Slats. I think the Sharkies will be too strong there. The Force, again, we see these games with those boys, and their consistency is lacking, unfortunately. And I even though with all the emotion that's surrounding that we've had in the last sort of 5 weeks thereabouts of non-decision making of who's going to go, I just don't think they can get up. I think the Sharks are going to be too strong in that picture as well.
Fantastic, mate. So you're tipping mostly the favourites, and your upset of the weekend is the Waratahs against the Auckland Blues. So take the 275 on offer at tab.com.au.
A little bit of something, boys. Hopefully the Waratahs can get over the Blues. Exactly right.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks,
well
Becky.
Take care, boys. Enjoy Wagga.